This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The new U.S. ambassador to Iraq, John Negroponte, is in Baghdad, effectively replacing Paul Bremer, who led the occupation authority in Iraq for the past 14 months. Paul Bremer left for home yesterday, leaving behind a mixed record, as we hear from NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad.
He was called the Viceroy of Iraq, the strongman of Baghdad, who had the powers of a president. The 62-year-old diplomat Paul Bremer did his job with recognizable style, starting with his attire, always a business suit, usually dark blue, a nod to the formalities of the Arab world, and army combat boots, a purely American addition. An American attitude, too, says Mowafaq El-Rabai, Iraq's national security advisor.
He's a frighteningly intelligent guy. He works ridiculously long hours. He has a very high standard of work, which is probably not realistic for Iraq.
Also unrealistic, Bremer's early promises of grand projects, delivering essential services, steady supplies of electricity and clean drinking water across the country. Projects stalled by the growing insurgency, which targets every success. For Hussein Sinjari, a Baghdad newspaper editor, Bremer's legacy is the city's security landscape, he says bitterly. Barbed wire and sandbags are now everywhere.
What will stay very obviously and very visibly, I wanted to say, is the concrete walls in the streets. This will stay for sure. I don't know about anything else except for these blocks of cement and concrete in the streets.
Bremer's own security detail expanded in his 14 months on the job. In his last trip to the Iraqi town of Hilla, he was surrounded by more than a dozen private bodyguards armed with M4 semi-automatic weapons. They made sure no one got near him.
They're not getting any closer in this. I have orders too.
Okay, understand?
They're just going to stay away, that's all.
Many of Bremer's staff from the Coalition Provisional Authority, the CPA, never got close to Iraqis either, did not venture out of their multi-acre, heavily protected compound known as the Green Zone. Iraqis often interpreted this as arrogance, believed their American rulers were out of touch. But those Iraqis who did meet Paul Bremer have another view.
I love him. I love him so much. He's very, very special man.
Ban Jamil Yusuf Keitu, an Iraqi lawyer, says Bremer was a champion of women's rights. He is very different than Iraqi men, she says.
He listened very well to all the women, which they are coming from different parts of Iraq. I think he's great, and I don't want him to leave Iraq.
When Bremer first arrived, there were problems he didn't create, but he made mistakes of his own, said an Iraqi-American who worked with him. In one of his first orders, Bremer disbanded the Iraqi army and fired senior-level Ba'ath Party members. In time, he partially reversed those decisions, as Iraqis convinced him they led to frustration that was a recruitment tool for the resistance. Mowafaq El-Rabai, Iraq's national security advisor.
He had a very difficult job to do because he is between Washington and the reality in Baghdad.
In his final days on the job, Bremer signed edicts to ensure his vision for the country will last. He appointed commissions with tenures longer than the present interim government, signed orders giving U.S. and Western contractors immunity from prosecution under Iraqi law. Paul Bremer wielded enormous power, as Lakhdar Brahimi, the U.N. Special Representative to Iraq, pointed out in a news conference in June.
I'm sure he doesn't mind me saying that Bremer is the dictator of Iraq. He has the money, he has the signature. Nothing happens without his agreement in this country.
Powers that ended at the Baghdad ceremony yesterday. Barham Saleh, one of Iraq's vice presidents, accompanied Bremer to the airport and warmly shook his hand as Bremer took a seat on the C-130 back to Washington.
I consider him a friend. I have dealt with him for a long time over the last year. We have had our differences and disagreements. Those disagreements always were kept in the context of our partnership and making this happen.
This was the moment Iraqis had been waiting for, the end of the occupation, the beginning of making their own decisions with enormous challenges ahead. Even as Bremer's entourage cleared Iraqi airspace, some in Baghdad said they already missed him. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.